And we're joined now by Tyler Bridges, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist based in Baton Rouge, New Orleans, in parts unknown. And he has followed Louisiana politics now for over a quarter century, about 30 years to be exact, maybe even a little more than that. He goes back to David Ernest Duke and his rise, and he's written two books about the former Klan wizard, The Rise of David Duke and The Rise and Fall of David Duke. And also, Tyler Bridges, you wrote about the gambling industry in Louisiana, and let's start there with the death of Mike Foster at the age of 90 on the birthday of Buddy Romer, by the way. Buddy Romer's 77th birthday yesterday, and Mike Foster passed away. But Mike Foster had a legacy that was immense, and it included gambling, it included tops, it included community colleges. He did a lot in his 8 years.
Yeah, good morning, Jim. It would have been a big surprise to anybody who would have thought that Mike Foster, during his years in the Senate, might be a two-term governor of Louisiana. He was not a standout in the Senate, and when he did say he was going to run for governor, people did not take him seriously. And I remember visiting with him during the middle of that campaign in Lafayette. At a restaurant, and nobody paid any attention at all to him. But he was quietly building a campaign and changed parties and won. He ran a very strong ideological conservative, but he governed much more in the middle and had a lot of success. Mm-hmm.
And a listener has already asked about the Stelly Plan. Foster viewed that as one of his great successes, and of course it did raise taxes, but it also gave the budget some wiggle room, which was gone when Bobby Jindal signed a bill that was passed, maybe without Jindal's consent, but nonetheless, he allowed it to be passed. He could have stopped it in his first year, and that has caused great budget problems for our state. Would the Stelly Plan, if it had been in place, asked the listener, would it have been a good thing for the state all these years later?
Yeah, I think the feeling is that it certainly provided more revenue to the state, and it provided and it created a more progressive tax system. Louisiana, most people don't realize, is actually the wealthier people pay lower taxes as a share of their income, and Stelly moved the state in a bit of a different direction. And certainly people that I have spoken to thought if Stelly had remained in place, the state would have had a lot more money for higher education and K-12 schools. Those sorts of things.
Tyler Bridges covered Mike Foster, and Mike Foster, I'm pleased that you did not totally whitewash his obit in today's Advocate front page, but he definitely cut a deal to get David Duke out of the race in 1995, and he all but admitted it.
Yeah, and that did not become public until 1999. I actually think I was the one that originally broke that story. And it was a big embarrassment for Mike Foster, and it was important to mention in the obituary because there's a good argument as to whether Mike Foster would have been elected governor but for that deal that he cut with David Duke, where Duke agreed to get out of the governor's race, endorse Mike Foster, and Mike Foster agreed then to make a change in the state's affirmative action law if he was elected, and he also bought Duke's mailing list for $150,000 and never used it.
And Duke, of course, went to prison for not reporting that income. And I think it was also reported at the time that Mike Foster did not report the sale. And yet Mike Foster did not get indicted. And some believe that he should have been indicted. But on the whole, when you look at what happened to the state in his 8 years, and mind you, these were the Clinton years, so it was a good time for America. But he was a big supporter of higher education with TOPS and with all these buildings at LSU that were built under his tenure. He brought us Mark Emmert and Nick Saban and downtown Baton Rouge. The landscape changed largely because his commissioner of administration, Mark Drennan, had a vision, Tyler.
Yeah, absolutely. Downtown Baton Rouge has immensely improved with all those state office buildings, and state saved a lot of money over a long period of time because of what they did. I think what people liked about Mike Foster, it was so authentic. Even though he was a very wealthy man, his grandfather had been governor, he'd had periods in his life when he was a young man where things didn't go so well. So when he, in that famous ad of 1995, when he was first elected governor, Jim, you'll remember the ad with the welder, and he And we don't know who was initially doing the welding, but when the fellow pulls up the cap and it's the lid of the welding thing, and we see that it's Mike Foster, it just seemed authentic. Not many other guys would have been able to pull that off, and it just seemed like he was a guy that voters could relate to.
Well, he beat Cleo Fields, and at the time, Mike Foster was 65, Cleo Fields was 32. But, Tyler, as you know, there were some other heavyweights in that field, a bunch of them, and finishing third, and a very close third, was Mary Landrieu, and finishing fourth was Buddy Romer. So Foster, who had been an unknown state senator serving two terms at 65 years old, he literally came out of nowhere.
He really did. And again, I think the key to his success when he was governor was he did not govern as an ideologue. He had some issues that were very important for him, making it harder for injured people to sue, the so-called tort reform, and also cleaning up the state's workmen's compensation laws, which won support across the political spectrum. But he did things for education.
All right, we're going to spend a few more minutes with Tyler Bridges after this brief pause. This is Jim Engster. We're wrapping it up with Tyler Bridges on Talk Louisiana, one of our favorite guests, Pulitzer Prize winner. He worked here and then moved off to Miami. And, of course, he's a man who was on the move during the COVID age. His family lives in another country. And, Tyler, how has this affected you?
Well, I'm staying home a lot more. But I did have an interesting trip. I went to Ville Platte on Thursday, Jim, and wrote a story about how Louisiana, why Donald Trump is expected to win big, and just the change. And it's, you can see that in Senate District 28, which is centered in Ville Platte, about how the small towns and rural areas that once elected Democrats like Edwin Edwards and John Breaux and so many of the others have now really solidly Republican territory.
Well, Mike Foster had some Trumpian qualities. He, of course, was a millionaire businessman and funded his own campaign largely. And he got in a runoff with Cleo Fields, and he took it to his fellow state senator, and who had become a congressman. Of course, his district was thrown out because of gerrymandering. Imagine that. Cleo Fields' district was no more gerrymandered than Garrett Graves' district is today. But he lost his seat in Congress. But at 32 years old, he was in a runoff with Mike Foster, and Foster didn't pull any punches. Here's a soundbite, one of Foster's commercials from 25 years ago.
Cleo Fields, the liberal's liberal. Mike Foster, the conservative, on crime. Fields voted against the death penalty for drug kingpins. Foster supports the death penalty for drug kingpins. Fields voted to let criminals go free before they serve their time. Foster, do the crime, serve the time. Fields voted to let criminals go free on minor technicalities. Foster opposes letting criminals go free.
All right, and Foster won almost 2-1, Tyler. And then he got Bill Jefferson as his foremost candidate in 1999 and won without a runoff. So he, from an electoral standpoint, he won two landslide elections.
He did, and again, in that 1995 race, he ran as the real strict ideologue conservative and was able to really pick up those votes, and then beat Cleo in that runoff. But again, the interesting thing is once he was in office, he governed much more as a moderate, a guy who was willing to work with people from both the left and the right.
And finally, a good question from a listener. This is from Tom on Blue Bonnet. Would the public at large tolerate a governor today who went to law school while he was serving as governor?
Yeah, that's a great question. He seemed like Mike Foster lost some interest in being governor. He learned to fly a helicopter and went to law school. But it'd be hard to imagine the public accepting that these days.
Well, thank you, my friend, and keep up your good work. It's always a pleasure to catch up with Tyler Bridges. We'll be calling again soon. Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you.
Front page story in The Advocate about the death of Murphy Mike Foster, who was the last governor of the 20th century, and his grandfather was the last governor in Louisiana in the 19th century.